driving a pickup truck, but I like riding with a horse. Come to see my show, tell by my hand to let it sell that I ride in the rodeo. Well, I just came down here from Canada, riding the Calgary Stampede. Made my money at a single game and an honest man by name. I'm on my way from Flagstaff down to New Orleans. I'm gonna see my favorite wife if you know what I mean.
But anyway, friend, here's the thing. Can you lend me 50 bucks?
I got in a poker game last night and I run clean out of low. If you take a look at my silver spurs, I'll give you a surety. When I wire you the money, you send them right back to me. Tell you my spurs could talk, they tell you quite a tale. Gamblers, gunmen, hustlers, and rustlers, down on the cheers on the trail. Word more to me in my Cadillac Ford, they word more than silent gold. Let's take care of my silver spurs. If you don't, you won't grow up, you won't grow.
Well, now, baby friend, you can just trust me to pay you without fail.
You might think that my silver spurs are too precious for the U.S. mail. Besides, I need money on you, pay for my next ride. I gotta win this rodeo, I'll face 10 years inside. Anyway, friend, what the hell is money compared to a bucking bear? A golden western sunset, a hot, clean desert air. Swear to you by my rattlesnake boots, I'll repay the debt. I swear it's true, gonna send it.
I don't forget.
And I tell you if my spurs can talk.
They tell you quite a tale
about gamblers, gunmen, hustlers, and rustlers
down on that old Chisholm Trail.
Word on a meeting, my Lord. Cadillac
Ford, worth more than Klondike gold.
So you better take care of my silver spur.
If you don't,
oh.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be back at the Reagan and part of this Blue Spring 6-week festival of blues, blues every night. Well, you're going to hear some blues tonight, you're going to hear some country and some gospel, all kinds of things, but I'm lucky I've got my friend over, who we call each other our brother from another mother. And he's come all the way from Mississippi to play for you, so I'm going to introduce him. He's the multi-talented, multi-award-winning, amazing man. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Jimbo Mathis.
Well, well, well.
I should have brought my silver spurs.
I was just thinking, I actually did send you my silver spurs.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. I'll melt them down and sell them. What are we gonna play first, Mr. Messi?
Well, well, well.
Here, buddy. I'd like to do a song now for you. It's called In the Garden, There Grew Something Wicked.
It's springtime, so we should sing about gardens. It's only proper. This is more of the biblical garden, though.
In the garden, there grew something wicked. There lived something wicked. All in the sense was lost. In the garden, there grew something wicked. There was something wicked. A line was crossed. So turn away from a devilish garden. Turn away from its devilish cries. In the soul of a garden, there lives something wicked. If you see something wicked, don't look at it inside.
That's a state.
In somewhere. I was in a state, that's for sure. And we played at a festival called the North Mississippi Hill Country Picnic. It's in the area of the North Mississippi, actually close up to Memphis, Tennessee. And that is the land where the likes of Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside live. I'm lucky enough to know the Burnside family, but I never met R.L. Burnside. Now, Jimbo pretty much grew up around those guys and knew R.L. very well. So it seems appropriate we play an R.L. Burnside song. This is an old blues.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm with you, baby.
Long head, don't he?
Get up early in the morning.
gonna see my long hair gone.
Share songs and stories, and everything's very meticulously scripted. We've got prompters up here, you can't see them.
We're reading everything off of it, every word.
So, we just get up here and improvise, show you how music is done, really, down in the deep south, you know, and in where we're talking about, a lot of this music comes from Mississippi. And it's just a thing where you sit around and you just entertain, you talk and you tell stories, you share, communicate with people. And that's what it's all about. That's what the song and the story is all about. And so in the folk tradition, we got all kind of songs about outlaws in Mississippi. And this is one that's notable. The town I grew up in is called Corinth, Mississippi. I don't know if I've told you this, Ian. Jesse James robbed the Corinth Bank, actually, the town that I lived in. Jesse James, the outlaw, you might have heard of him. He was a maniac. He should have been murdered a long time ago. Thank God he was. He's like Elvis. He's everywhere. He robbed the Corinth Bank, my hometown. I didn't know if I ever told you that. Every day another revelation. Holy moly. It's an immaculate confection up here. Oh my goodness. Do a song about Jesse James.
Well, well, well.
Jesse James. Mr. Howard and lay poor Jesse in his grave. It was on one moonlit night when the moon was shining bright. They robbed that Glendale train, and the people did all say, for many miles away, they'd been robbed by Frank and Jesse James. To mourn for his life and his children to a grave. But that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Play your flute.
Mr. Harold and lay poor Jesse in his grave. He has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, friends. Thank you again. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm gonna have to break down and do just a nasty ass blues.
Nasty.
You're gonna have to take penicillin after you listen to this. It's gonna be terrible, Ian Siegel.
I hope so.
So proud to be here, y'all. Thank you for having us here. We're so proud to be playing for you tonight. Sharing this fellowship, this music. The blues, and they call it the blues, so we're bringing the blues right now. Talking about a trifling woman got sand on her feet. Don't mean no man no good. And I tell you this woman's name.
What her name is, Ian?
Hello.
This woman's name is Lou Dello.
Well, that's it.
You know her too?
She's
the one with sand on her feet. She's a trifling woman. Trifling. No man, no good.
So hard.
I pay your house rent. I give you what you need. I'm working the peach orchard, mama, now. Trying to keep it clean. Ludello, Ludello. Sugar won me where I'm going with you.
Sessions, along with Alvin Young, Bloodheart, and Cody and Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars, and I was supposed to write all the songs, and I hadn't written the songs, so I wrote this one the night before.
Inspiration lurks around every corner.
You know, you never know when it's going to hit you. And it occurred to me that there were not many blues and roots and country songs written about pirates. And since I am a card-carrying professional pirate all my life, I thought I'd write this one. And it's a talking blues. It's a traditional. There's a tradition called talking blues. You may know it from Woody Guthrie, maybe from Bob Dylan. You know, he did a lot of talking blues. They always follow the same structure. And you talk your way through it. You know? I usually talk my way out of things.
You're telling. Well, you're digging your own hole on this thing.
Yeah. Police arrests, relationships,
buried treasure,
black gold, Texas tea. I spent my life traveling overseas with a low-down aching heart disease. With a mission for myself to find, to drink that woman off my mind. But I failed. I guess I better keep on trying, yeah. People say the overseas blues ain't bad, but it can't be the overseas blues they had. Since I was a boy at the age of three, I said, now that's the life for me. A pirate's life, that is. A buccaneer, if you will. Oh.
shivery timbers. Well, I traveled to the north and I traveled to the south to find out what all the goddamn fuss was about. You know, I traveled to the east and I traveled to the west to forget about the girl that I loved the best. I even traveled through time and space, both inner and outer. Now, all you mothers with wayward sons, don't stop your boys from having their fun. Just let them on their way. I'm begging you, please, ain't nothing wrong with going overseas. What's the worst that could happen? You might find buried treasure or something. X marks the spot. But now this world is filled with rubes and rascals sitting up there in their ivory castles. They're dull in the head, they're weak in the knees, they ain't got the courage to go overseas. You know, splash the main brace. Ahoy me hearties. Don't bogart the rum again. So jump aboard, we're getting out of here, and get you some kind of dirty crook mutineer.
Oh my goodness.
In which case, I can assure you of that, you're gonna get a taste of the nine-tailed cat. Now that's a whip.
Oh my goodness.
Lord have mercy. You're lucky you ain't walking the plank or getting keel hauled.
Yeah.
Hey. Ah.
I like that, man.
Oh my goodness.
I just set this nice mandolin down.
Mang-a-lang.
Oh my goodness.
I like the mang-a-lang. Well.
Thank you so much, friends. We'll do a little thing. Originated around the Sahiti of Jackson, Tennessee. Back in the original days, this song originated there and it made its way all up the, well, the Mississippi Valley, you could call it. All up to Chicago, and had its roots down there in the deep, deep, heavy bottoms. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I come home with you?
I think too.
Oh, my goodness. Swarovski.
Good morning, schoolgirl. Good morning, schoolgirl. Can I come home with you? Can I come home with you?
Your mama calling now.
around.
Communicating fellowship between people. Mr. Siegel, I'm so proud that he flew me over here 2 years ago and we did so many concerts. We did about 22 concerts last time, I think. This time we're coming over, we're doing 37 concerts in 42 days, which is pretty great, you know. And so, you know, we get to come 5 days, 6 days in Austria, and we go to...
I didn't know it was that many. Wait a minute.
Nobody told him yet. They just told me this morning. They said it would be like a week.
I thought it was 3 gigs. I thought this was an extra one.
So...
This is the fourth one.
This is the fourth one. And you know our dedication to bring you this music. We love each other like brothers, and we're just here. Every gig's just going to get better and better, you know, as we go along. So we're really proud to be here with y'all tonight, and hope you feel the same. Because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. That's for doggone sure. Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Mr. Siegel, would you
bless us with another number?
I want to play a song by the father of the blues. And Jimbo was telling me earlier, he was really the first rock and roll star. He would play the guitar behind his neck, you know, and throw it in the air and catch it and keep playing. And his name was Charlie Patton. He was like the first ever Jimi Hendrix type character, you know. And he was the father of the blues. I have a little pendant with his face on my neck, given to me by this man here.
That's how I keep a hold of Ian like that.
Yeah. And it's like a dog leash, you know. And Jimbo was raised by Charlie Patton's daughter, Miss Rosetta, who described him as half Cherokee, half African American, and half Irishman. Now, if you do maths, that's three halves.
So that's what he was.
A man and a half. He was a real little guy, though. And,
exactly.
He was actually more like three-quarters Cherokee in reality.
That's true.
Absolutely true. Three-quarters Cherokee, the father of the blues. And he taught people like Howlin' Wolf and Robert Johnson and Son House were all students to Charlie Patton. So without him, we wouldn't have had those guys. In fact, Howlin' Wolf got his voice from Charlie Patton. There you go. Anyway, I'm going to try and play something like... it ain't easy, I'm telling you. Gospel on spiritual songs. We haven't yet, so it's about time we did.
I don't blame you. I'll take off my hat.
We're going to take a very short break after this song, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll be right back. And you can buy CDs. We got the brand new CD, which was a recording of the last tour where we went all over UK and Netherlands. And did we go anywhere else? I don't know. I can't remember. And Jimbo also has his vinyl records for sale, so you can buy them in the break and after the show. But in the meantime, please enjoy this. We'll be right back.
Well, if I could, you know I surely would go up on the mountain where Moses stood. Pharaoh's arm had got around it. Oh, Mary, don't you. Pharaoh's arm that got around it. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's arm. the railroad yeah, got the there and all she needed. Well, you know, now Mary and the baby, they were lying in the shade. Think about the money that Papa, 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 Papa made. Pharaoh's army surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got the railroaded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Play that Magdalene. He said, this time no water, but it's gonna be fine next time. Pharaoh's army got surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Sing it now. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Well, you know I used to be a sinner, you know a sinner, you know, but now I believe. Think about the old days and with my power on the green. The Pharaoh's army got surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't mourn. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't mourn. The Pharaoh's army got surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Pharaoh's army got surrounded. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Say it again. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't moan. Oh, Mary, don't weep, don't moan. Pharaoh's army got surrounded.
Dusty plain, yeah.
the tickets, I'm not the tracks, I'm the train. Well, bring me peace and politicians, secular and saved, and they fall the long haul from the cradle to the grave. You ask them where you're going, they're gonna tell you where they've been. Pugilists and pirates way down underneath the skin. Now it don't make a world of difference. Separate all profile. Buying the tickets, stations and stops, I am the truth. Little yellow idol, green and red ones too, burning up the roadside of a handicapped zoo. 100 million effigies are burning across the land, like so many heartfelt messages delivered by my hand. I've seen trials, I've seen tragedies, through the summer rain. I ain't the journey, I'm not the passenger. I'm the bridge. Any vessel, any wine, I'm looking down the line to you. Hear me rumble, hear me grind. See my light come shining through. I got stones all in my pathway. Can't y'all feel my pain? Coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen no sunshine ever since I don't know when. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time is dragging on. Well, I hear the train rolling on down the San Antonio. When I look at the baby, my mama told me so. Always be a good boy. I don't ever play with guns. I shout a lady. Just to watch them die. When I hear that train of blowing, I hit my head in. I was there to war and pestilence. There's your hours and me. Driven by your opulence, driven by your greed. You were master, you were slave. I see the blood upon your hands. Built my stolen labor. You took my foreign lanes. I shone a beacon in the darkness. Catch a light upon your sin. Squeeze out all the juice, and now you're doing anything. It's gonna drive you to the stretch. Oh, I'm driving insane. I ain't the stations, all the stops. I'm a goddamn train. I ain't the sightings. I'm not the blind. Lean old fireman, cool old engineer. I am the train.
Simple sentence, I am the train. A noun, a verb, preposition. Might be the most poetic word in the English language.
Right.
Oh,
in Tallahatchie. Think I'll crawl down to a bank. Lord, I think I'll slow walk to Tallahatchie. Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sank. I'm gonna ride the city of New Orleans. Gonna buy a ticket, honey, on the cable. I'm gonna crawl to the old swamp if I have to. You will never see me knocking your door again. I grew up. Past my doggone town. Think I'll slow walk to Tallahatchie. On the shifting sands, I might have slipped in and drowned. Jump in and bottom when it's based on all the time. Look up and yonder, around the bend. Gonna black and ride on the kitten in. You see me no more. Newspaper said I sang. In the Tallahatchie.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Tallahatchie is a real place.
Yes, it is.
Filled with real people, real creatures, real animals. Oh my goodness. They got a lot of mosquitoes down there.
As big as cars.
They got copperheads, cottonmouth moccasins, coons, possums, alligators. Oh my goodness. Woo! Make you slap your mama. It's terrible down in there. It's a real place, the Tallahatchie River. Oh my goodness. Makes me homesick a little bit, but you know what? I've seen so many rivers. The beautiful Steyr River I saw last night in Austria. The Steyr River.
We like Steyr. Steyr is beautiful.
Beautiful. It's a powerful river. Cold river. I really enjoyed that, man.
If you miss the Tallahatchie, we could always watch it on a video.
True that.
Yes. I want to sing you a song now I've recorded many times. It's a song about a cock. And by that I mean a male chicken. A rooster would be a more polite way of saying it. But cock is a word in English for a male chicken.
True that.
What's Little Red Rooster mean then? Think about it.
We'll have to translate.
Anyway, it's a story of a man named, his name is Carlos Zaragoza, and he goes down to Mexico to steal this famous fighting bird named Gallo del Cielo, the cock from heaven. And he takes him up California, fighting all the way to win money to buy back his land that was stolen by that dirty crook, Pancho Villa. A hero to some,
Saragossa left his home in Casas Grandes, but the room was full. He had no money in his pocket, just a locket of his sister Fernando. He was going to the Suelo to steal a fighting bird named Gael de Cielo. And he crossed the Rio Grande with a rooster nestled underneath his arm. Gael de Cielo was a warrior born in heaven, so the legend said. Both his wings had been broken, he had one eye rolled and crazy in his head. He fought 100 fights, and the legend said that one night in his sweat, they fought Cielo 7 times, and 7 times he left Brave Rooster's dead. Hola, my Teresa, thinking of you down in San Antonio. $27 and a locket of your picture frame and gold. Tonight I put it all on the fighting spurs at Gael de Cielo. One moon down with the time to buy the land and to be a stone from Father Monaco. Outside San Diego in the onion fields of Pago Monte Verde. Pride of San Diego, let's sleep in all the fancy bed of sick. They laughed when Zaragoza pulled the one-eyed Del Cielo from underneath his hat. But they cried when Zaragoza walked away with $1,000 bill. Oh! Yeah. Hola, my Teresa, thinking of you down in Santa Barbara. $1,500 and a locket of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'm gonna put it all on the fighting spurs of Gael de Cielo. One day I will return to buy the land that the deer stole from Father long ago. The moon went to hiding and the lanterns lit shadows all across the sand. And a wicked black rooster named Zorro faced El Cielo in the night. Carlos Zaragoza feared a tiny crack that ran across his rooster's beak. And he feared he'd lost the $50,000 he had riding on that fight. Come on! Oh, my Teresa, thinking of you now in Santa Clara. Everything we've ever dreamed of is riding on El Gallo de Cielo. One day I will return to buy the land of the store by the Rama Bull. Play it, Captain. Gael de Cielo, he sang a gaff into Zorro's shining breast. They were separated quickly and they rose and fought each other time and time again.
The legend says that everyone agreed that they'll see a loaf of the best.
Cause he did.
But the screams of Zaragoza split the night outside of Santa Clara. As the beak of Del Cielo lay broken like a shell in his hand. They say that Zaragoza screamed a curse on the bones of Pancho Villa. But Zara rose up one last time and drove Del Cielo to the sand.
Poor boy!
Oh, Teresa, dreaming of you now in San Francisco. I buried it last evening with the bones of my beloved Del Cielo. I will not return to Babylon, be a stone father long ago. Do the rivers still run muddy outside of my beloved Casas Grandes? Does the scar on my brother's face turn red at the very mention of my name? Do the people of El Suego curse the theft of their beloved Del Cielo? Tell my family not to worry, for I will not return. I will not return. I will not return to cause them shame.
Thank you. That'll bring a tear to a glass eye.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my goodness gracious. I almost feel like I know that rooster. I've heard that song enough. But every time I hear it, I wish I had known him a little bit more better.
Every time I sing it, I think he might survive this time.
Right. I like to swallow my gold tooth. I got so excited.
You have a gold tooth? We're kind of weird cosmic twins, you know. We both have gold teeth and many other similarities that are too personal to mention.
We're both
completely fucking insane.
That's why we love the blues. That's why we're like you. Oh my goodness. We like that roots music, you know? The real deal, the real thing that just makes you feel something and lets you know you've heard something, seen something that's real, that's not rehearsed. It's not just some dudes, man. It's, you know, this is the blues, man.
We rehearsed for months. Years we've rehearsed.
In past lives.
Yeah. Not in this life, no.
In
the other 11.
We have so much fun every night, man. I'm looking forward to every night on this tour right here. I know we're going to do something cool every night. You know, telling what all we're gonna do. I'm gonna do a song about a railroad train. A man you might have heard of before. His name is Casey Jones. He lived in a place called Water Valley, Mississippi. I'm gonna sing you how Casey Jones played. Come old passenger train. Under we was old Casey Jones. He's a mighty man, but he's dead and gone. But he's dead and gone. Yeah. He was a mighty man, but he's dead and gone. Well, some folks say Mr. Casey could run. Yes. Let me tell y'all what Mr. Casey done.
He left Memphis, it was 4:45. In Newport News, it was dinner time. It was dinner time. In Newport News, it was dinner time. Let me tell you. Well, one night Miss Casey lost, she just a dream. Then Miss Casey bought a sewing machine. She broke a needle, now she can't sew. She loved Mr. Casey cause he told her so. Cause he told her so.
For this next song, so please excuse me, but ironically it's a song by Willie Nelson, and Willie always says at his concerts when he's tuning his guitar, he says, "We tune because we care," but Willie says a lot of shit.
True.
True that.
Why do you tune?
Can I tell the Willie Dale Nelson joke, Mr. Jim Bones?
I'd tell it.
I told this the other night.
Y'all hear a filthy joke? Is everybody grown in here?
Yeah.
No children?
There's no children's is in the houses.
No children?
No children, yes.
Can I get an amen? Oh my goodness. Tell it, Aaron Siegel. Tell it. Tell it. Don't tell it all, just tell a little bit of it.
So Willie Nelson told this joke. He said, me and my wife, we still have oral sex. Every morning I get up and I pass her in the hallway and she says, "Fuck you." And I say, "Honey, fuck you too." Well, blame Willie, not me. I'm just the messenger here.
I heard the Towns Van Zandt joke the other day.
Go on, do it.
I never had heard it. Dude's going down the road in a convertible, man. He's driving, he's got three penguins in the back. The cop pulls him over. Said, "Man, you can't have these penguins out here."
you got to take him to the zoo. Next day, the cop sees the dude driving the convertible, the three penguins in the back that got shades on. He said, I thought I told you to take these penguins to the zoo. He said, I did. Now I'm taking them to the beach. See the sights, man. What?
I had not heard it that one, Mr. Mess.
What are you going to do?
I gotta sing a sad song now. It's not gonna be easy. I'm laughing too much. We're having too much good time for a couple of blues men, you know. Well, this may sound like country, but it's about as blues as it gets. I can assure you of that. I didn't write it, but it's my life story, I tell you.
Fame and fortune, women come knock on my door, and I've lived to the limit, sometimes a little bit more. I've heard many stories about how I got out of control. Some say it was a woman, and some say it's my troubled soul.
It was a woman, trust me.
I'm like a crazy old soldier, fighting this war on my own. It's just me and the whiskey, and the bottles are 10,000 strong. You'd think that I'd fall down as many times I've been hit. Just like a crazy old soldier, I just don't know when to quit. Barrooms and bedrooms and places and faces and names. For the pleasure, the Lord knows it, twice for the pain. You know I tried to forget her, all of them things that we've done. But as long as there's memory, I'll never hang up my gun. Crazy old soldier, fighting this war on my own. It's just me and the whiskey and the Bible, 10,000 strong. Well, you think that I'd fall down as many times I've been hit. Just like a crazy old soldier, I just don't know when to quit.
Play that pretty good.
just like a crazy old soldier, but I just don't know when to quit. Just like a crazy old soldier, I just don't know when to quit.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what she said. Who knew being an outlaw could feel so good?
This schnapps is very, very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
So can everyone hear us all around the room? You can hear us. You can hear us good. Okay, because we can hear some of you as well. I want to play a song. This song comes from the American Civil War. And I always say I like to play this song for people who are fans of music from the 50s. But this is from the 1850s. 1854. We ain't talking about Elvis here.
Written by talking about Carl Perkins. Well, you know, Stephen Foster was really America's first rock star.
That's right. Stephen Collins Foster, his name was.
He died falling downstairs.
He did.
In Baltimore, Maryland.
And
sure did. He was the greatest American composer and popularized American music and among his own people. What a man.
What a man.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote
a mighty good man.
He wrote many famous songs. He wrote Camptown Racetrack 5 miles long. Doo-da, doo-da. You know?
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me.
Beautiful dreamer, beautiful dreamer. I dream on and on. I dream in the bed.
He's probably Tom Waits' main influence.
Yes. Anyway, he wrote this during the Civil War, and it was written, of course, during a time when rich and powerful people, I hope I'm not interrupting your conversation over there with my hand. How rude of me. A time when rich and powerful people were sending poor people to their certain deaths so that they could gain more money and land and power. And what would happen is, a lot of those poor people ended up with no homes and nowhere to go, and they were lost.
But we had guitars.
Well, thank goodness we learned from history and we don't do stuff like that anymore. Huh? Let us pause in life's pleasures and count as many tame while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ear. Oh, hard time, come again no more. There's a song inside of weary. Oh, hard time, come again no more. Many nights you have been outside my cabin door.
Song that the wind blows
they cross the troubled plain.
If they sign
and serve along the shore, many nights you have lingered and round this cabin door. No more.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tis the sound that is wafted across the troubled way. Tis a wail that's heard on the shore. Tis the dirge that is murmured around the lonely grave. Oh, hard time, come again no more. Tis a song in my throat. There'll be some ribbit tadpoles up here pretty soon. Thank you, friends. Thank you so much for that. That was really nice, man. I enjoyed that. Hard times come again no more. I think Austria can get behind that. I think every country can get behind that. Hard times come again no more. Well, all right. Thank you, friends. I'm going to do a song off my new record. It's the big thing with the little hole in it that's for sale back there. It's a real thing. It's a vinyl record. We're so proud. We're supporting our new record, Wayward Sons. Beautiful record we did 2 years ago, Ian and I, just collaborating like we do. And just so proud to be here on this tour. Every night we're just looking forward to doing new things. This is an old Irish drinking song that was written about a year ago.
That's good. I'm an old Irish drinker. Thank you.
just right. I hear the sound of the hound. He's howling like a wayward wind. Don't look away too long, or I'll be gone. I can't be back this way again. That's why I said, hang out of here for sorrow. Turn up your eyes to pride.
Charlie Patton earlier on, and one of his disciples being Howlin' Wolf. I'm gonna play a little Wolf for you.
Thank you. y'all better give me what I want, little girl. I won't come howling around you no more. Well, you know when we get home, we don't eat talking beans.
Yeah.
When we get home in the morning, we don't eat steering beef beans.
Yeah.
Well,
shifter my friend from Senegal gave me. It's a way to get the molecules excited. Not that we need any help with that, but it never hurts. Oh my goodness, sounded so good, Mr. Siegel. Sounded so good. To my starboard, your port, Ian Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yes. So thank you. Appreciating the works of the Lord.
Jimbo Mathis over here.
Thank you, friends.
We're going to end up, we're going to finish the show with a little spiritual song.
I want to talk to you, dude.
It's a song all about, it sounds sad, but it's not really, it's a song about death, but it's also about passing on to the next place, whatever that is, whatever you think that is. So I think it's, I think I'll dedicate this one tonight to a great hero of mine who passed away by the name of Prince.
Oh,
much. Good night. Thank you. Jimbo Mathis, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a purple elephant in the room.
I promise you, we were not going to do this tonight, but I just said, come on, Jimbo, let's fucking do it. I couldn't resist it.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. Purple rain,
Good to see you, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's leave them one time, and if you want to get up on this dance floor, shake a tail for there and moan. Swing that gal on this dance floor if you would, and if you can. Swing that man or gal, and we love you so dearly. Thank you for being with us tonight. Ian Siegel on my starboard, your port.
Jim Armentis on my port, your starboard. Let's all get drunk and get tattooed.
At the merch booth right quick, so Mr. Siegel and myself will be right out. Thank you. Love you so much, friends. Thank you.